So sitting and being aware of the body as a whole and the seated posture and just settling back in this relaxed receptivity, allowing things to come and go. And as we're sitting and being aware of the body, when you feel pockets of tension or I guess I have to use the word pain, because a lot of people talked about sitting and dealing with physical pain. Just thinking about it in terms of how it feels in the body on the level of bare sensation. So you can use the mental noting. It can be helpful when you can notice pulsing or twisting or however you could describe the sensation. Radiating, sharp, and so that you're able to sit with the body being the anchor, with the breath, and whatever area of the body you have, you are feeling those sensations, just being able to make space around them, which means just feeling the body as a whole and just focusing, feeling the sensations as sensations without having to label them. But you could use the noting to note, you know, how it is experienced, like burning, twisting, hot, cold, radiating, moving around, whatever. Just really a mental note of what it is and just making space for it. And what I mean by that is just letting it be and just noticing the sensations on the bare level or bare attention. Just the sensation, not labeling it knee or pain, but just the level of bare sensation. And for those of us who may not have any bodily pain, it's always a good idea to be aware of thoughts. And once again, the mental noting could be very helpful in terms of noticing thinking, so that we start to, on a continuous basis, be able to recognize thoughts without being lost in them. So we notice thinking and just mentally noting thinking. And then if we direct our thought to the body or the breath, then that's where the attention goes. And we can just be with what's there as it is. And letting the sensations speak to us in their own language. Not trying to interpret, but just noticing tightness, pulling, thinking. And just to use a little care and compassion. So sometimes we may be having some bodily sensations as a result of the sitting posture or how we're sitting, and we can consciously move or adjust. Sometimes standing up is helpful, or moving our legs if it's the knee, and if it's the shoulders, just, you know, even just adjusting our posture a little bit might be helpful.
Thank you.
So any questions about practice this morning? Yes.
So I've been having challenges with the whole body concept while walking. I seem to get into a real chopped up feeling where I'm in my head, and then I say, okay, feel your whole body. So I'm feeling my whole body, and then I take another step, and then I'm back in my head. And then, and it almost feels traumatic, like it's a very struggling thing. And so I'm wondering if I'm interpreting your, and I've been doing this for many years, I'm wondering if I'm interpreting your instruction of whole body in a very literal sense, and maybe that's the struggle. I don't know. I was playing with it yesterday, and I couldn't get this.
Okay. Yes, so let me ask you a question. Can you feel your head and your body at the same time?
The head's predominant.
Yes. Okay. So can you have the head be dominant but still have your body be kind of like in the background? What do you mean, grippy?
It literally, there is tightness in my scalp.
Mm-hmm. So can you be with the sensation of the tightness? And even if you're... Okay, a little bit, okay.
And then it gets really intense.
It gets really intense. Okay, so how do you normally walk?
Focus on feet or calves.
Okay, so if that works for you, just go back to that.
Thank you.
Yep. No struggle here. Yes. Yeah.
And then I'll kind of realize that I'm falling asleep. So it's this liminal.
Is that between sleep and awake?
Exactly. And I know that that's happening, but I'm having a tough time sort of stopping it before it happens. Or not stopping it, but tuning into the sensitivity. Yeah, I guess realizing that it's going to happen before it happens.
Yeah, so what's the difference between an image and a thought? Yeah, so can you be aware of thoughts without being lost in them or being able to describe them? Can you just notice, there's a thought?
That's a whole other thing.
Okay, yes, but see, you get what I'm saying. So an image is an image. So why not say imaging or seeing? And then just being back with the body and you can kind of see it, but... Like a thought, like what the instructions are with thinking is the difference between being aware of thoughts and being lost in thoughts. And so what we're trying to establish is the ability to see thoughts as they arise and then let them be there. It's like background music. Just let it be there. You don't have to do anything with it. And it's the same with the images. They pop up. You don't have to do anything with them. Just let them be there. Just notice, seeing. And either you stay with it, seeing, and just staying with that that object in the same way of can you relate to it in a way where your mind is not moving towards it, moving away from it, or reacting to it. Just know, there's seeing. So can you be aware of that? Can you be mindful of that? Just like you'd be mindful of a thought. So sometimes we say, just be aware of thinking, but then sometimes the thought is so strong that that becomes your object, and you just notice, okay, so what is this? That's the question.
I guess it's the quality is a little different, and I don't want to take up too much time, but
yep.
it almost seems like a flash or like a roadside that mm-hmm. you're falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it would be more skillful to be able to do something so I'm not slipping into that kind of dullness.
Okay, so you can give so when the mind is dull, maybe you have to give it something to pay attention to, or something that engages it. So some the sloth and torpor sometimes is a result of the mind being dull. So if you give the mind more to do, like say, what if you just focus on your nose or your chest and just be with that sensation and just really keep applying your attention to that one spot and see what happens. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, not necessarily CIMC. I'm talking about Cambridge in general, because you got Harvard, you got MIT. Okay. Do I need to say more?
I just wondered I don't know if the people coming in you're seeing a lot of those people, but what's your advice for them? I feel like my job is in my head. And, you know, I'm just wondering how you keep connected to the heart and your body. I can do it during meditation, and I'd like to be able to.
Yes, so being aware that you're in your head and being conscious of what that feels like, and okay, it's not so pleasant, right? Is that, or it gets kind of old, right? So just drop down to the heart or drop down to your body and just breathe in, breathe out. Just feel your body, whatever you're doing, it's the same drill. It's your body is either standing, sitting, lying down, moving, and just noticing the sensation of the body. Not necessarily conceptualizing, okay, my hand, my chest, whatever, but just feeling the body, like even right now, okay, you're sitting, you're standing, just breathe in, breathe out, feel the body as a whole, and just, you know, especially your feet, feeling your feet grounded, you know, your touch points. Use your touch points to bring you back to, okay, there is a body here, and then you go back and you do what you need to do, but then you think about, well, what do you want? Do you want to be in your head, or do you want to be in your body? And then, depending on what you want to do, then whatever you focus in is going to grow more. So if you get to the point where you train yourself to be in your body more, you'll be in your body more. But right now, the mental tendency is to be up here. And so you recognizing that, now all you have to do is say, okay, so why don't I just focus on my hands or my feet and breathe with it, or just feeling the sensations of your hands and your feet, so you have some touch points that you can kind of get out of your head. Make sense?
Do you recommend focusing on the heart or the hands and the feet?
I recommend you figuring it out. What works best for you. Yeah. Yes? Can you give me a specific example?
Well, if I have goals for coming in, I had goals for practice of kind of clearing.
Okay, can you just give me one goal?
To just focus.
What do you mean focus? Okay, so you want to be here now, and you want the other stuff from the past and the future to not be here. So if your goal is to be here now, And your intention is to be here now, but to be here now in a wholesome way. Talk about, right, you know, wholesome intention. Then the practice is to be here now and use your body, or when you're in your thoughts, if you can get to the point where you're just aware of thinking and you can just mentally note thinking and then come back to focusing on your body and what you're doing now. If you're sitting, if you're standing, if you're walking, if you're doing your yogi job, the body can be and the breath could be a good way to just say, okay, I'm doing this. You know, I'm sweeping the floor. So sweep the floor. So, yeah, but you know that other thing out there is like, oh, thinking. See, because you're getting lost in thought. That's the issue. Instead of just noticing thinking is happening. But then you can direct your thinking to what you're doing, because you can't think of two things at once. So you're either with what you're doing or you're thinking about something else. And so if your intention and your goal is to be with your body, then you form the intention and then you use the right effort, not too much, not too little, to continue to do it little by little. But I think part of the issue is that you're doing it and you're not so successful at doing it. So the lack of success is causing us to say, okay, well, maybe we're not doing this right. Or maybe there's a easier, softer way or another way, when actually the struggle of the continuity of beginning again, beginning again, beginning again, beginning again, is the practice. Yes. Okay. It's 9:24, and so we're going to have interviews now. And should I mention something about the groups this afternoon, or is that we're going to talk about that later? The new affinity group that we decide.
Still gonna be
the LGBTQ. Yeah, it's LGBTQ today, 6:15. Okay, and we had talked about the recovery group.
Right.
Yeah, and it'll be starting tomorrow, the recovery group, and that will be at 2:00 in M200. So we won't start today, we'll start tomorrow. So now it's time for walking and interviews. So
thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.